With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From New Mexico to New England, if they're not already prepared, people are hunkering down for a huge winter storm, snow, sleet, freezing rain, bitterly cold temperatures. What you get depends on your location. In any event, it is expected to last through the weekend. Atlanta hardware store manager Lewis Payne says he's having a hard time keeping ice melt in stock.
We had about 275 to 300 pieces, individual pieces, and it's all gone.
Backup generators are also a big seller.
Bought a Honda 3200 watt generator. Have been looking at generators for years, and it seemed like this is a good time, being that we have a storm coming in and, yeah, potentially power going out.
Roughly 160 million people are under a variety of watches, warnings, and other winter storm alerts. Tens of thousands of pro-lifers will be on the march soon in Washington, D.C. at the annual March for Life.
Roe v. Wade was repealed almost 4 years ago, but march organizers say they'll keep holding the event in hopes of cultivating a culture of life in the country. Hundreds of thousands of children continue to be aborted every year, and abortion pills are proliferating in all 50 states. March for Life says their goal is, quote, not only to change laws at the state and federal level, but ultimately to make abortion unthinkable, unquote.
Correspondent George Williams. Visiting Minneapolis, Vice President Vance says that peaceful anti-ICE demonstrators have nothing to fear from the Trump administration. But if you storm a church or assault a federal agent, Vance says, we're going to use every single tool we have to bring you to justice and put you behind bars. On Wall Street, the Dow down 275 points, while the NASDAQ is up 105 points. This is SRN News. Americans are leaving church.
It's not the first survey to reveal this fact, but it is the latest. Analyst Ryan Burge, a former pastor who studies faith in the U.S., has released new findings based on the General Social Survey. They indicate that every age group in this country is attending worship less frequently. In 1972, close to half of most Americans were in the pews every Sunday. Now it's about one in four, with only 17% of young adults attending weekly. Michael Harrington reporting.
Surveys by the Pew Research Center find that Catholic population in Latin American countries is shrunk over the past decade, while the Protestant Church has remained relatively stable across the region. Experts say the Catholic Church's strong influence has eroded in large measure because of the priest sex abuse scandal. Meanwhile, the share of Latin America's population that's atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular religion has been growing. This is SRN News. Army helicopters will no longer be sharing airspace with commercial airliners near Reagan National Airport.
The federal government says temporary rules imposed after last year's collision of an airliner and an Army helicopter to improve the safety of the crowded airspace around Washington, D.C. are being made permanent. The Federal Aviation Administration took steps to make sure that helicopters and airplanes would no longer share the same airspace around Reagan National Airport. Shortly after the investigation into the January 29th crash that killed 67 people began, the National Transportation Safety Board plans to detail everything that contributed to the crash at a hearing next Tuesday. Keith Peters, Washington.
Labor unions in Los Angeles gearing up for the 2028 Summer Games by planning strategically timed strikes aimed at winning better wages and benefits. More details at srnnews.com.